Welcome, everyone. So I want to go over, I think, the single biggest thing about software or SaaS, which is idea validation, right? How do you know if people are willing to pay you or to give you money for your product before you actually build your product? So idea validation. And some of you guys asked in the comments, you wanted to see a video on this. So I am your slave, so I do anything you want me to do videos on. So here's how to actually validate your SaaS idea step by step. Again, a boring video here ahead of us, but 100,000% worth it, because this is how you make money, is through the boring stuff. So how to validate your idea so you don't waste time and money. Now, the thing behind this, the reason why you need to validate is because you need to sell, right, before you build, right? A lot of people build and then go out and sell, and this means they're building something that they think the market wants. But at the end of the day, the market will not want what you think they want, and you're going to then be spending time and money building something that in your head you think they want, but they don't want, right? So what you have to do is you build first instead of, you sell first and then you build, okay? So first, try to validate your idea, try to sell to people, okay, I'm going to be building this, this, and that with all this cool stuff that solves this problem. Do you want to buy it, right? Do you want to commit to buying it in the future? They might say, yeah, maybe, okay? But that's the whole premise of this, right? Again, I did a mistake of building before I sold with my first software company, and hopefully by watching these videos you don't make the same mistake. So there's kind of two ways of validating your idea. First is through personal validation. I did this in my first software company. It's my best idea. Why? Because again, I thought, okay, because my first software, by the way, was a marketplace, right? A two-sided marketplace like Airbnb, but for services in a specific niche. And I was working on marketplaces before, right? I used to work and sell services on there, and I had a lot of pain points, right? Mainly transparency, right? Marketplaces were not very transparent. I never knew who was behind the other door, like who was I buying services from, right? I didn't have access to samples, so I didn't know what I was buying beforehand. So I wanted to build something that where the main value proposition was, okay, I want a marketplace where I know what I'm buying constantly. Have samples to see, right? And from who I'm buying it from. So every single vendor will have to show their face. So that was my premise to starting my software company. And so that was my personal validation based on an issue I had myself personally. I had no idea if other people had this issue or if they even cared about this issue, right? And this is dangerous, right? Because I'm doing a personal validation, meaning it is a issue one person has, which is me. Now, more people might have it, but I mean, more people might not have it, right? So doing personal validation isn't the best idea. Again, personal validation is going off of your own pain points, but you still want to make sure that the market has the same pain points. But because it can happen that these pain points, the things that you suffer with, that you're looking for a solution for, are only like things you suffer from. Or maybe other people suffer from them, but they're not willing to pay for it, okay? So just know that this is not the best idea, so don't do this. Now, the best one, the best version is to do potential customer validation. So customer validation, I say potential because you don't know if they're going to become customers or not, right? This is the best way to do it, right? Because you go out, right, to people, to potential customers, to people you think are your potential customers based on what your product is, right? What the pain point your product solves. For example, let's say you have a CRM for plastic surgeons, right? You go out to all the plastic surgeons you know in your country, every single one of them, and ask them, listen, I built this, or I'm going to build this software that does X, Y, and Z. It is a CRM tailored, or you can put all your appointments and all that, blah, blah, doesn't really matter. Do you want to buy it? Right? Do you have interest in it, right? Or what's your current pain point with the CRM you currently use, right? And then you can extrapolate from there and say, okay, now you're doing potential customer validation, right? You're going out to the people that have the pain point you think the market has and talking to them. And what's going to happen is that they might have the pain point you're targeting, but they're going to have some, right? And they're going to give you feedback, and you're going to enter what's called a feedback loop, right? And you're going to iterate and improve your idea and eventually the product you're going to build based on real customer, based on real potential customer. So that's why this is the best thing to go for. Go for potential customer validation, right? It's the best thing. Don't just say in your head, don't just say in your home, like coding or building. That's very dumb. Not a good idea. Now, how do you actually validate it? Well, it is simple. Just go ask people. Now, anything in life and in software and anything, it is super simple, right? And I can explain this to you and you can clearly understand what I mean. The hard part, again, this is super cliche, but it's simple, not easy, right? Here's some actionable strategies you can use to actually go ask people. First, for example, use Reddit, right? Make a post asking, hey guys, I built this. If I built this, would you buy it? How much would you pay? And this is the same thing, right, as going out and actually calling doctors, calling plastic surgeons, calling plumbers, I don't know, going out to the market, right? You can use Reddit, if you are afraid to do cold calls, if you don't want to meet people, right? Or maybe your target customers you think are on Reddit, right? Because, for example, plastic surgeons or plumbers or whatever don't hang out on Reddit. But but your potential customer for your SaaS might hang out on Reddit. So yeah, you go on Reddit, right? You go where your customer is. You go where you think your customer base is, right? Maybe it's a Facebook group. Maybe it's, Pinterest boards. Maybe it's TikTok, right? We don't know, right? You know better than I do, right? You know what your SaaS idea is. And by now you should have an idea of the issue you're solving and from who, for who, like for your ICP, your ideal customer profile, okay? So, for example, go on Reddit. You actually go ask people, right? It's a pain in the ass, but it's super cool because you ask people, you get feedback, you get new ideas to improve the product. It's one of the coolest things about SaaS when you're building it. It's the starting process. So yeah, simple one. Now, Twitter. I'll record a video solely on this, on the building in public with Twitter. If you build in public, which I'll go over exactly what it is in just a second here, it is a great way to build a small audience you can use or leverage, right, to validate your idea. Now, building in public is simply documenting the process of what you're doing. This is what I did with my first software business, right? I documented the whole process. I did daily TikToks. I did YouTube videos. I tweeted every single day saying, listen, I'm building this. Zero likes, zero views, nothing, no engagement. But on the second post, one like. On the third post, one like. On the fourth post, two likes. On the fifth post, 10 likes. On the 1,000th post, okay, 100 likes. So you gotta know that everyone starts from zero. Everyone starts from zero. I started from zero, right? I'm not different from you. We're the same. I'm not smarter than you. I'm not more intelligent. We are the same, right? And I started from zero with this, with the building in public, with, hey guys, I'm doing this, speaking to the void. Nobody cared, right? But eventually you can climb up the ladder slowly and two people care, right? And suddenly 10 people care, and then 100 people care, and then thousands of people care, right? And again, this is a great way to actually validate your idea, because when you're building in public, people like that. People like to see people building things and making money. They just like it, okay? And so people are gonna start giving you ideas and recommending you to other people. And this like flywheel effect is created that eventually you start to get some feedback and you start to be able to validate your idea faster. This is more or less what we did with our second SaaS as well, okay? And these are only four tangible tips. There's many more, but hopefully these ones will be enough. Other one, ask friends, right? Don't have any friends, go make some. You need people to ask, right? If you think, based on your ICP, based on your ideal customer profile, which is the person you're gonna be selling your software to, the person that has a problem or an issue that your software sells, person or business, right? And if you think you have some friends, family that fill in and that are this ICP, this ideal customer profile, just go ask them. Hey, listen, mom, dad, whatever, friend, would you pay for this? And they tell you, maybe if you add this. Okay, I'm gonna add this. And then ask another one, would you pay for this? Maybe, but you have this, but I prefer it like to, if you do it like that. You do it like that. You improve based on potential customer feedback, right? Super simple. The final one is, of course, build a shitty MVP and reach out to who you think your potential customer is via cold email or DM. So for cold outreach, so for actively reaching out to these people via email or DMs, I think, I might be wrong, right? But one of the best ways you can do it is to either build a shitty working product and email people saying, listen, I know you are this person that has this pain point. I build a software that solves that pain point. Here's a demo, maybe a Loom video. Maybe you don't even have to build an MVP. Just do some mockups in Figma, right, with a UI, right? And record the video going over what the issue that you're solving is and how your product looks like. I did this actually for one of the softwares that I wanted to start for like a month, which of course then it didn't went through because the issue we were solving wasn't the issue that people were willing to pay. But what I did was I just went on Figma, right? I built all the screen, oh no, not all, but like two or three screens on Figma of how the product will look like. It was like a CRM for service-based agencies, right? Where they could deliver files to their clients. I actually built this. If I find out, I'll add a screenshot here. If I don't, I won't. But where they could submit videos and works. And I did that on Figma. And I made it look real. I made it, when I recorded the Loom video, I made it look like, okay, I can click here. I can go here. This is what the software does. This is me speaking via the cold email that I sent with the Loom video or DMs to the people, right? And I got some feedback, not good enough. So I just scrapped the idea, right? But this works too, right? Instead of building an MVP, just build some Figma files and UI screenshots, and then reach out to people, because it's way easier to get a reply when you have something to show for, right? If you just have the idea in mind, the replies you might get are you don't necessarily get less replies, but the replies you get, the substance of the reply isn't as good as if you have something tangible that people can actually see and visualize themselves using.